broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
Brad Paisley, George Strait, Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Zac Brown Band.
There was another eruption earlier today, but a lot of the geologists watching the volcano...
They're depreciating the dollar. They're transferring trillions of dollars to...
I think you guys on the left are totally engulfed in this concept of racism. Everything to you is racist. You can't... No. Nobody can say anything without...
Burn in hell.
World-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, where news, talk, and entertainment knows what it's talking about, brother. And this is the show where truth is our bitch. Through the looking glass, we go here every night. Don't forget our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com, and that's where you go to watch live streaming video and audio of our show right now as it's happening. And there are a lot of radio shows on the air. You can go to any one of them and listen to them, and that's fine. But this is the only radio show, and I guarantee this, this is the only radio show that's actually fun to watch. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can ask people who have seen it, or you can go over to our website right now and get a backstage pass, philhenryshow.com. Tonight on the Phil Henry Show, I'm going to bring on Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Interesting things in the
Ted's
news.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Hey, Bill, Ed, we on?
You're on.
Yeah, thank you, Phil, and I want everybody to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Great place for a late lunch or an early dinner.
Ted's
of Beverly Hills.
Ted Bell is joining us. We're going to talk tonight on the Phil Henry Show about a lot of things. We're going to get into the volcano that is affecting the atmosphere, air travel, as well as the opinions and attitudes of... tonight on the Phil Henry Show, in fact, we'll talk about global warming as it pertains to the volcano. But we've got another story out of Europe. And, Ted, you were fascinated by this, weren't you?
Well, the reason why I'm looking at this, are holidays a human right? The Europeans, Phil, and I want to just say to people that I am a great lover of the European people. I don't think that there's anybody who admires... what those people have been through. But I think Europeans, this is an example of what I'm talking about, where vacations are right.
And this is out of Belgium, where they want tourism as a human right, people too poor to afford a vacation.
Exactly. And I realize that's extreme, let's say that it's a human right to go on vacation. But let's take it back here to the United States, if I could, Phil. And I'm looking at pictures of that volcano. That is... unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. 15,000 feet in the air.
Let's bring it back to America, if I could. Right now, our country is going through a very difficult economic time, and I just came from a meeting today of the Chamber of Commerce and the Beverly Hills Automobile Association and other people who are involved in business, involved in running businesses, involved in employing people, and we have put our heads together. And it is my opinion, and it's the opinion, Phil, of an awful lot of business people that I work with, that America needs to get back to work. And one of the ways we get back to work is we start getting people back into the workplace for 7-day work weeks. And I would say the 7-day work week is something that is temporary, but I don't want to put a limit on it. Now, I recognize that this is an extreme request of the worker. But Americans, if there's one thing we're known for, we are known for our hard work.
You're talking about a seven-day work week, no day off.
A 7-day work week, no day off.
And are you talking about paying overtime?
No, I'm not talking about paying overtime. One of the things I want to back us up here just a little bit, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are sick and tired of what. And I happen to be one of them, Phil, and I don't want to get into a big argument, but I'm sick and tired of what Obama and a lot of these Democrats have done to this country. We've got to get this country back to a place where we recognize what our responsibility is, not keep waiting for the government to hand it to us. Now, getting people back into the workplace and get some work done is the first thing we need to do. The 7-day work week, which we haven't had since the 19th century, is one way. Expanding hours is another way.
All right, so you're talking about a 7-day work week. Why?
A 7-day work week to get our money's worth out of not only our employees, but also to increase the productivity, literally increase the output of product, the output of content, okay, the output of content.
Now, Ted.
No. The output of content, right? And I'm sorry to interrupt you, Phil, but we are rapidly becoming a nation of people that expect the government to do everything for us.
Now, wait, well, hold on for just a second here. You're talking about working 7 days a week.
That's exactly what I'm talking. I'm talking about getting us back to being Americans. As opposed to this model that was unveiled today in Europe, which they now claim you have a right, you have an inalienable right to a vacation. That this is something that was granted from God. You know, I ordinarily feel I don't get too wound up about anything, but I can tell you.
Boy, you sound so wound up that you are proffering an idea here. I dare say it would not be accepted.
It would be accepted.
Nobody's going to go for working 7 days a week.
Well, laws can be changed, my friend. Laws can be changed. We've got a lot of waste in this society. And a lot of that waste, I hate to tell you, has to do with wasted man hours, has to do with people, I don't think, giving an employer a fair hour of work. And yes, you're right. I think the employer needs to provide a healthy wage.
Well, you're talking about working people 7 days a week. Without even a overtime?
What do you mean? It wouldn't be overtime. It wouldn't.
Well, you're working on a weekend.
It doesn't matter. It wouldn't be overtime. A 7 day work week is a 7 day work week. Why is that overtime?
Because people don't usually work on weekends.
Well, let me back up with you because, Bill, we have gotten so used to Barack Obama.
How is this Barack Obama asking for a weekend off?
What? Where is it in the Constitution that you get to have a weekend off? Could you go ahead and find that for me?
Oh, look at Ted. The 19th century, we put into place labor laws.
No, I'm not talking about the 19th century. Where is it in the Constitution of the United States of America that says you get to have the weekend off? Tell me, where is it?
We have the right to life.
Yeah.
We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, the pursuit of happiness. What's that got to do with you getting 2 days off? Are you telling me you can't pursue happiness if you have to work all week, if you need 2 days off? Where? Why? Why do you have to have 2 days off? You're telling me that you have an inalienable right to have 2 days off. I'm telling you don't. And this thinking has come down from Barack Hussein Obama, excuse me for saying that.
Well, you know something, every time you guys roll out that Barack Hussein Obama, okay?
Well, no, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, this idea that the government has got to do this for you and do that for you, and oh yeah, by the way, you get to have the weekend off, and you get to have double time, and you get to have triple time, and everything else. I'm asking for a radical change of mindset by other employers. I think the people are ready to do their part, and that is to work 7 days a week to get this country back to where it needs to be. We need to be on a wartime footing. We need to be working 7 days a week. In some instances, I would dare say a 48-hour week.
And people are not going to do it, okay?
Well, what do you mean people are going to get fired? If you have enough employers saying you're going to work 7 days a week, what are people going to do?
What about unions?
What about them?
What about the law? If you have an agreement...
Well, you know what? We're going to have to change some of those agreements. We're going to have... You see...
People cannot work 7 days a week. People have to have some time off.
Says who? Have you done any scientific studies on that? And by the way, again, I have to...
No, I haven't done scientific studies, but I know that what happened in the American labor force in the 19th century, when we introduced child labor laws, when we introduced the 40-hour work week, when we...
Boy, you know, you and Nellie Bly, man, the two of you, and Jacob Riis, too, I think the two...
Oh, Ted, you can mock what I'm saying, but the whole reason why we have 40-hour work weeks and we have OSHA standards and all these other things is the result of people dying on the job, people getting sick on the job.
Hold the phone. That dying on the job and getting sick on the job had nothing to do with working 7 days a week. Nothing whatsoever. That had to do with job safety. And there is nothing anywhere that says I can't ask an employee to work 7 days a week.
And you tell me that because there isn't a seven-day work week, that's Obama.
That's that Obama thinking, yeah. That's the Obama thinking, oh, well, if you have a God-given right to have time off. No, you don't. No, you don't have a God-given right to time off any more than you have a God-given right to a vacation, any more than you have a God-given right to, health care.
Okay, that's what this is about.
No, that's not what this is about.
Well, that's exactly what it sounds like to me. It sounds to me like you're making this, is your an entree for you into, you know, not liking health care.
You're implying that Americans are weak and need time off, and I've got more respect for our workforce. I think they're capable of more than you do. What do you think of that? I think the American worker is capable of more than you think they are. And I don't think the American worker is ready for Uncle Sam to wipe his butt and blow his nose with a 7 day, with a weekends off.
People are used to having weekends off. They're never going to go for it.
Well, they better get used to it then, shouldn't they?
They're not going to go for it. They won't pass a law.
They won't pass a law? If we need people to work 7 days a week, they'll pass the law. Believe me.
What's your point here, man?
My point is exactly what I said it was. You don't have a God-given right to health care. You don't have a God-given right to a weekend. And you don't have God-given rights to vacations either. We have a country that has gotten soft under the nanny state and fluff the pillow mentality of Barack Obama. And I can tell you that it is untenable. Okay, are we break?
We got to take a break here.
Don't do it in the middle of what I'm saying.
Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. By the way, we are spotlighting today on the Phil Henry Show, Portland, KCMD, and in Rockford, Illinois, WNTA. A couple of our great affiliates on the Phil Henry Network. We'll be back with Ted Bell and this idea that the seven-day work week is not any more constitutionally mandated than health care or anything else. Is it time for us to go back to a seven-day work week? And do we have any real defense against it? If they want us to work 7 days a week, I guess they can make us work 7 days a week. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
I'm inviting everybody down to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight or any night. Come on into the prime rib room for one of our delicious Ted's, Captain Morgan's and Co. As for me, Ted.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
World famous Phil Henry Show here. We do have Ted Bell on the line. Ted is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, as well as one of our sponsors. This segment of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. The proposal you're making here, Ted, you know, when you say that 7 day work week, you know you have no chance of bringing that back, right?
No, I don't know that. I know that there are a lot of employers who'd like to, at least for the interim, get people into their places of business for a seven-day work week, and I'm not saying you make this a permanent state of affairs, but for the foreseeable future, we've got to begin to know what have we got in this country? What have we got? We need to know what we've got in terms of a workforce. We need to know what we've got in terms of their ability to create, to produce. We need to know what we've got in terms of a reserve workforce. If they can't do it, somebody else will. We've got to know. We've got to know what we're able to produce. What can industry sustain? What have we got? And I don't think we can answer this question while we have the European model, which is precisely what President Obama wants to put us on, debating as to whether or not you have a God-given right to a vacation, an inalienable constitutional right to a vacation. Well, I tell you, you know, my father And I know he drank up a lot of the profits to this restaurant, and I know he did a lot of damage, a lot of damage to Ted's of Beverly Hills. But his name was Ted Bell as well. And he, if he were alive today, he would drop from a cardiac arrest and an aneurysm. Looking at some of what's taken place.
But to go from, all right, the European model, I understand. But to go from that and saying seven day work week.
I think we have to mandate the 7 day work week. Legally, we can do it. There's no constitutional right to it, to have weekends off. And I think the American worker understands this. You know, we are sick and tired of the government talking about health care and talking about nanny care and talking about, let's get another, $100 billion, $200 billion for a little more stimulus. This is ridiculous. We got to get back to being Americans, and that means we got to get back to work. I'm sorry if I sound...
No, I mean, this is something that you have discussed with other business people and business leaders, the need for a seven-day work week. But beyond whether there's a need for one, actually getting people to work 7 days a week, I don't know.
Well, then they'll be breaking the law, won't they, if they don't?
Oh, Ted, what are you going to do?
Well, they'll be breaking the law if they don't, won't they?
Breaking the law?
They'll be breaking the law.
If you're telling a guy he's got to work for 7 days without overtime...
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Because, as I said, we got to get back to where we... You know, let's get back to the basics. Who says you get to get paid overtime for weekends?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're on with Ted Bell as we talk about the economy, the state of the economy, American workers as opposed to Europeans, and this idea in Europe where they want to make a vacation your right, basically, and have the government pay for it. Tim, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
7 days a week. People's just not going to work 7 days a week. 6 days.
Well, they're gonna have, what do you mean they're not going to work 7 days?
He keeps talking about rights.
You'll be fired if you don't.
Giving rights. God took a
You'll
day
get
off.
Fired.
Everything
You'll get
good.
Fired. You'll get fired if you don't work 7 days a week. So keep that in mind.
Well, yeah, you'll fire me, you're gonna be paying me unemployment. What about that, big boy?
I'm not paying you unemployment. We gotta get back to you.
You have to pay
you getting your 2 days off. Who says you get 2 days off?
How many days
Why do you
work?
Get to have
you work 7 days a week?
Doesn't matter what I do.
Who says you get?
I own the business. I own the business. I'll take as many days off as I want. But you work for me. You work 7 days a week.
You don't want to call me names.
You can call me all the names you want. You can call me all the names you want. But the fact is, you're lazy if you don't work 7 days a week. You're a lazy. And you know
you work 7 days a week.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What do you mean? What do you mean he's lazy?
If this guy isn't willing to work 7 days a week, he's lazy and he's living off the government.
Oh, my God.
That's right. You, in fact, you even brought it up. You said you want your unemployment.
I work every day.
Hold on.
I work every day.
Why are you so? Well, then what do you? You work every day. Then why are you complaining about a 7 day work week?
I work six days a week. That's plenty for me.
Well, then you lied.
You fired me for working 6 days a week.
You lied. You said you worked every day. So you lied, didn't you?
6 days, I work
you
6 days
you
a week.
You lied, didn't you?
Oh, Ted, the man said that he's working 6 days a week.
So he lied.
Yeah.
Why are you lazy? And this guy doesn't even want to pay overtime.
Who would want to work for him anyway? He's cheap.
Who says you get to have overtime? And you're lazy.
And he works seven.
And you're lazy.
I bet he don't work 7 days a week.
I own the business, pal. I own the business. That's my prerogative. If you work for me, you work 7 days a week.
Who cares? You're talking about working everybody else 7 days a week.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
I own the business.
All right, are you saying that the people that own the businesses don't have to work 7 days a week?
I'm saying if you own a business, you can make your own hours. But this guy works for me. He works 7 days a week. Other than that, he's lazy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, whatever.
Why do you say a guy...
I think these people that talk about Obama and they don't like health care, this is a guy that wants the government to wipe his rear end for him. He wants the unemployment. He wants to make sure that he has
a two-day
weekend.
You want the government to take care of you.
Ted, are you on this program to bait workers?
I'm on this program to test the mettle of the American worker. And I'm finding right away,
six days a week, they got their day off.
You want to have your day off. Boy, you
I get
guys
my day
like
off.
You.
I get my day.
Guys
what
like
about you,
man?
Big boy? You don't work.
I already answered your question, you dope. I own the business.
Oh, like, hey, watch the hey, watch the watch the you dope. Thank you very much, sir. You know, you're good point. I know you're right. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. God,
Phil Henry. That redneck
was trying to
easy.
Beverly Hills, and we are asking people tonight to consider just how what's happened to Americans that they can't work 7 days a week and not cry about it.
Sorry.
This portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, all I'm saying, Ted, and I didn't mean to jump you with this during the break, but you sound a little wound up.
Let me explain something to you. I sound a little wound up.
You do.
Well. You see, when you say certain things in this society, if you say to people that I don't like this or that, but if you say something like 7 day work week, I think we need that for the foreseeable future, suddenly you're insane. You know? So the socialists, they want their gay rights, they want their global warming protection, they want their universal health care, and they also want to have their weekends. What else do they want? Is there anything else they want? Is there anything else we can get them?
And so you're tying this into a socialism thing.
Let me ask you a question, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
What is this with you acting like I've got some ulterior motive here?
I don't know. When you say there's no constitutional right to a weekend, to have a weekend off, you're right. As far as I know, I don't know that the Constitution has ever been tested that way. You know.
No, there is no constitution. If you're telling me that there's an inalienable right to have a weekend off, then there's also an inalienable right to have a vacation. And if there is an inalienable right to have a vacation, then the government should pay for it. You see what I'm saying? This is Obama gone mad. And I can tell you that
Obama didn't invent weekends off.
No, but they're now using his thinking and his rationale to support, you know, to argue with me. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to some phone calls instead. How about that? Here is Sonia in Marin County, California. Sonia, listening to us on KNEW. Hello, Sonia. You're on with Ted Bell on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I was listening to this
yes.
gentleman, and I want to say to him on a bottom line basis.
On table three, yeah.
To dream on. That train left over 100 years ago. If you want people to work that way for you, go to Bangladesh. It's an okay deal. But you're in Beverly Hills, and you're having a really good time. I've owned a business. Owners that strive work very hard and very long. Okay? I've had a business. I worked
really?
I worked in
7 days? Seven days.
An owner
so that
would.
That means I can ask the same thing of my employees.
Well, 1 second. I worked in construction for over a decade. I put steel on buildings. I used scaffolding. Listen to me. Yeah, please. Okay?
Well, what'd you do? I'm asking for
this conversation
you
is bizarre.
She's a female, okay?
So she's a female.
So...
I'm imagining, Sonia, were you an owner? Were you a contractor, general contractor?
I was a contractor. I was a mechanic in the field for almost
okay.
a decade. Okay, I worked my ass off.
Mechanic? What is that
okay.
mechanic in the field? What is that?
That's the workman. That's not
well,
the contractor.
Well, that's a laborer or a cement
that's
finisher
a
or
person.
A rod buster or a carpenter. Well, what did you do?
All right, Ted, I don't want you distracting people from their point,
but the point
to be argumentative, because as I said,
days.
you
Mr.
yeah,
Bell.
you've been Mr. argumentative
Bell.
All night.
Mr.
I
Bell.
Can't find out from this lady whether she was lived in cement or what she, okay, fine.
Mr. Bell.
Yes, ma'am.
In your restaurant, would you like to have 12-year-olds working in the kitchen? I mean,
hey,
that's a dream come true, isn't
well,
it?
Excuse me, 12-year-olds don't have jobs? Wow, when did that happen? Because
not
I can
kitchen.
Tell you...
Not in factories, not in mines. That's against the law.
What if their parents own the restaurant? What if
Mr.
their parents
Bell,
own the restaurant? They can't help. They can't help out the kitchen. Sure they do.
No,
you know they
cannot.
Do.
Why
don't they do?
No, they
yes,
cannot.
They can.
If they are
if
in yours,
parents,
you're running illegally.
Well, excuse
no,
me.
You
I know all about the law. What I'm talking about is a 7-day work week.
No, you're
I'm
talking
not asking
about
some punk kid.
I don't know why.
I want a 7-day work week. I don't want a punk kid ruining my restaurant.
What do you mean, punk kid?
She's telling me I got to have some punk kid working in the kitchen.
No,
no,
she didn't.
I'm talking
about
children, the way they used to work in textile factories.
What does that got to do with
and
what I'm talking about?
And sweatshops. Remember sweatshops, or do you think everybody forgot?
No, I'm not that old, thank you.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
well,
you are.
No, I'm not. Well, no, I'm not.
Anyway, you know...
Maybe it's somebody that looked like me that you saw.
And you're telling me you got this restaurant or you live in Beverly Hills. This is like beyond belief.
I live in Beverly Hills. Yes.
Yeah,
and I own a steakhouse.
You
and
own
I
a
can
steakhouse.
Tell you that a 7-day work week is another one of these Obama fantasy
no,
balloons.
No, no, no. It's a Ted Bell thing. No, it's a Ted Bell thing. See, 7-day work week is Ted Bell.
Weekends off somehow is codified in the Ten Commandments. Is that it? Yeah.
What the hell
gotcha
has that got to do with it?
Gotcha. I'm telling you, it's not in the Constitution.
Mr. Bell.
It's not in the Constitution. I have a right to ask it of my workers. Thank you very much.
All right. Sonia, 877-876-PHIL. Boy, I don't know. I no comment.
Well, look, people want to argue with me. I'll argue back.
Here's Claire. Claire, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I've been listening to this gentleman, and I'm using that term because he is a male, but I think he would like it very much if he had people that could work in his restaurants for 7 days a week and just discount the fact that people in starting around 1882 died for the right
what is
to
it,
have...
What are people bringing up 1880? I'm talking about a seven-day work week. I'm not asking them to work in kitchens where it's, you know, it's too hot or where they're
what
unsafe.
What do you want to work 7 days for? You have,
why not?
You have time
why not?
Off.
That's the better question is why not? That's
why
the
not?
Question. Yes,
because
why am I, get, why am I having
people...
to answer these questions? Why
you know
do
what?
You need
why
to
don't
have
you
2 days
be quiet?
Off?
Why
do
you need to let someone else talk for a minute?
When's the last time you actually were working? Aren't you retired?
All right, will you let somebody talk, Ted?
Then what do you care?
I care. I care plenty. I have grandchildren. Listen, I'll tell you something. You want to talk about Obama? I'm going to tell you a story. The reason that we have no work in this country today and all the jobs are overseas is because the Republicans wanted to annihilate the middle class. And the middle class has no job.
I knew he was a Democrat. You want a free ride.
Job.
You want 2 days off.
You tell me. What are you going to say? You're going to say it? You're going to say what you want to say?
This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the following. Where is it written that you get to have 2 days off? I say we start getting our money's worth out of the American worker. And
well,
we begin to find out exactly
go,
who can work.
Why don't you go somewhere and work that way? Why don't you
because
do that?
Because I was smart enough to own my own business, so
really?
I get to take time off
because
I pay the paychecks.
Oh, because you feel like the middle class and the poor people are the poor peons of the world, and they're not
it's
going to...
Middle class and the poor... You don't even
don't.
Work, and you're living
you
the life of Riley.
People,
you're.
Do you think these people don't hear you and what you're talking about? How
these
are you,
people... Are you talking about black people? Because they don't want to be
talked
about like
not
that. I don't know if you know what it is. Yeah,
people.
You are.
Because
you went those people.
Wait a minute. No,
I
she didn't.
Right alongside black people. Don't tell me about race.
Oh, you're going you people and all that.
No, she
you
didn't. She says she's
talking about you Republicans and people like you who have money.
You people.
And you look at
you're
us
talking about.
You look at the old people because you said you retired. What do I care?
Yeah.
I care.
And you're living the life of Riley. You're living
no,
a middle class.
No, I'm not
you're
living the life
it.
Of Riley. No, I'm not. And I want to tell you something. If you want to talk about a good health system, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the health system that they have for in Medicare. And my husband is a retired military.
Let's talk about your husband. When's the last time that man had a normal bowel movement?
Would you be quiet for a minute?
I'm asking a medical question.
Pardon me?
I'm asking a medical question. When's the last time that man had a normal bowel movement? You don't remember, do you? I'll tell you why. Because
what's that got to do with a 7-day week?
Who are you talking about?
Your husband. You said
my husband? What
does
that have to do with the price of tea in China? Tell me.
You brought him up as an example of someone who is getting premier
health
care.
My husband has health care as a 30-year military man. And it is just as good a government program as the Medicare is. We have no problems. None.
Well, then what are you complaining about?
I'm
not.
You say
that the middle class is getting squeezed. You're living beautiful.
We don't have the kind of money you have from your restaurant, but I resent
that. Well, excuse me for making a living for myself.
Take people and put them to work in your restaurant for 7 days a week, no vacation. Who the hell do you think you are?
Who do you think you are asking for 2 days off a week?
I'm just as good as you are, and so are all the other people in this country.
You think you are, but you don't know for sure, do you?
I don't know for sure.
You said you think, but you're not sure.
No, she
I'm
said she's...
positive. You know what
well,
I
then
think
why did you
are?
Say you think?
I think you're a big bully, and I think that you're nothing more than a flaming Republican.
You almost said fag.
No, she did not. How dare you?
Yes, you did. You said flaming.
No, she did not.
I said flaming Republican.
Flaming, and then you went...
You think that because people call people flaming fags that that's what I was going to do? No, I wasn't. You are a disgusting Republican.
You've got that New York thing going on, which means you've probably said flaming you-know-what a lot of times.
Really?
Oh, come on, Ted.
You're really going.
I do a lot of business in New York, and every other day it's flaming F-word.
You know what?
And I can tell you,
you know something.
You can to downgrade a person, to make them feel
this is Obama run amok.
Make
this
me
woman
feel that way.
She's Obama run amok.
Ted, I'm telling
Obama
you have
nothing to do with it. The people that died in this
without
country.
Without Obama, you don't get to have your 2 days off a week without Obama. You need Obama on that wall. You want Obama on that wall.
Who in the hell are you talking to? Who do you think you...
I'm talking to some woman that's living
about?
Off of the... Are you living off of the government and your husband without the normal bowel movement or whatever you were telling me about?
We happen to have
retirement.
We have our retirement.
You know what, Claire? Claire, God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm going to let the lady go. I have to take a break.
Well, I think it's a sad day where a woman who's living in the lap of luxury...
You're full of it.
No, she's not saying that. She said she's retired, okay?
I'm retired. You know what it's
She's
like
retired with her
retired?
Husband.
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
I'm retired.
All right, okay.
Oh, really?
Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're welcome.
877-876.
I wish you wouldn't give him any credence. I really wish you wouldn't. He doesn't deserve
it. Yes, ma'am.
Wait a minute. Are you letting her talk and you had me on hold?
I went to hold.
How dare you? You let her talk and you had me on hold.
You just let me take this break. All right, your call's coming up, 877-876-PHIL, plus Carrie Underwood was the big winner at the Country Music Awards last night, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
We
like you to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And let me tell you something. I work every day. I work 5 days a week, but I own the restaurant. Own
here
it.
At Ted's.
I wish I had more time.
Well, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
I own the restaurant. Own. And I'm sure you know what that means, Phil, but I don't know if your listeners, I'm sure your listeners know, but I don't know if some of them understand. When you own a business, you know what that means when you own a business? It means that you were there 7 days a week at the beginning. You were there scrubbing the toilets, cooking the food, doing the bills, seating people at the tables, parking the cars. You did it all. You did it all while the one or two people that you hired, they got to go home at 5 o'clock at night. And they got to go home to their families, and they got their paycheck. And they had their weekend, but I didn't have a weekend. I didn't have a weekend for years, years and years. Well, now I want mine. I want to be able to go home, and I'd like my employees to work 7 days a week, because this economy is so bad, we better start getting a few clicks out of some of these people. That's my only point. And to say that, well, no, I got to have my 2 days off, I will continue to ask the question, why? Because I haven't gotten a coherent answer yet.
How about this? How about people need it to recharge?
Well, Phil, I don't want to engage in some new age.
What do you mean new age? To recharge.
That's, you know what? That is that kind of you speak. That's that Joy Behar speak. Recharge. What does it mean, recharge?
You know that people, if they don't sleep, you know that they're no good, right?
Yeah, that's a natural human function, sure.
Okay. It also stands to reason, and I believe you'll see studies that bear this out, that if you are constantly working, the mind dulls. That there needs to be a change of pace. There needs to be a change of environment, a change of view, so that people can resharpen their senses.
What? You know, Phil, I gotta...
Don't mock me, Ted. You know that as well as I do.
No, I do not know that. No, see, that's my whole point. I think that's something you picked up watching The View.
And oh, boy, everything with you. And you think that Obama invented the weekend, huh?
No, he didn't invent the weekend, but I'm telling you that Obama takes advantage of that kind of thinking to pass health care reform. That's my point. Why?
Don't, you know, Ted, there's no reason for you to be flustered. There's no...
All right, fine, you know.
There's no reason for you to be rude to people.
That's just your way of taking the onus off of your listeners and yourself for not being able to answer the question honestly. Who gave you the God-given right to leave my employ for 2 days and lay around doing nothing? And that's a very, I think, very, very cogent question.
877-876-PHIL. We'll see. We'll see. Because I think that lady calling from Marin County had it right, man. There's not a chance. Here is Nikki in Raleigh, North Carolina. Nikki, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I was just curious. I wondered if you sat down and figured out the numbers as far as, are you paying these workers that are working 7 days a week overtime? Because I used to work in a restaurant, and I know that's something that they try to avoid.
No, you don't get overtime, no. Why? Why would I pay them overtime? Because that would mean that I'm making them work on days when they shouldn't be working, and who says that they shouldn't be working on Saturday and Sunday? See, that's
well,
what I'm,
that, isn't
that's
that... I mean, isn't that kind of illegal? Or, correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, you can make it legal. You can make it legal. It's easy to change a law. You change a law to say now it is legal to work people 7 days a week. It's not illegal.
Well, what about unions?
Well, you have to renegotiate the contract. But for non-union jobs, there's nothing...
Well, the law does say even for a non-union job.
Well, we have to change... My point is obviously this, that laws need to be changed because... We have a sort of a de facto belief that people get to have the weekend off, get time and a half, get double time, get this, get that, get something else. And I don't know where it's written, because I'll tell you this right now. If people get to have the weekend off, then they get to have health care, too.
And oh, come on, Ted. Now.
No. You can't have it both ways. And I guess this young lady, you agree, people should have health care sponsored by the government?
Actually, I do not. Numbers-wise, is it smarter to work fewer workers with more upset guests at your restaurant working them overtime, or have more workers, and just budget-wise, I mean, not going into beliefs or laws or whatever else.
What if, according to me, I decided? What if I decided it was? What if I decide that it is, then it is. It's my business. Okay. I would
bring that up to you because, I mean, if you're having...
No, I've already done the numbers. I've crunched the numbers and it makes sense. I want my workers working 7 days a week because I'm telling you, something's got to give here. We've got all of this give back by the government, all of this government-sponsored this, that, something else, and now I got to let them go for 2 days a week. Why?
You know, Ted, if you are against government-sponsored health care, just say it.
I most certainly am.
I don't see where this has anything to do with government-sponsored healthcare. We're talking about restaurant workers.
Yeah, well, it does. Trust me, it does. It's the government button. It's the government butting in and telling me what it is. You cut me off. Oh, shoot.
Phil Hendry.